Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Future should heal, you can take a break. Hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Today, I was supposed to have a medium from the UK. His name was Medium Gary. Super cool guy, and I really liked him, and I wanted to bring him to you, but he did not show up this morning. And I left him a note, and so funny, because he asked me if he could be on the show. So what I'm going to say is, sometimes in the UK, they have trouble with transmission, and I am sure he wanted to be here. He asked me twice to be and talk to my audience. And he is a platform medium, so I'm only hoping that we can get a hold of Gary, and maybe he would, you know, want to come back again. But I've got to tell you all, because I haven't talked to you. You know, I'm on vacation at the beach. I'm at St. George Island, and I love it. It is so beautiful here, and I am getting a lot of relaxation, and I'm walking, and I'm drinking my – I gave you a recipe for the coffee that I found – that I have been waiting 4 years for the recipe. Then the cafe wasn't open. It was one of my favorite cafes here. And so I made it on my own. Super cool. And I love that I was able to figure out the recipe. And I gave it to everybody online. It's called a pumpkin spiced coffee latte. But only it doesn't have any cream in it, because lattes are usually too full of milk. And it is just so cool. Also, I want you to know that I do this for a living, so you can find me on BonnieAlbersOnAir.com and go to the contact section. My bio is in there. It's not been updated since last year, and I do have some new positions. Besides that I am a psychic spirit medium, of which you all know, I am also a columnist for the magazine PsychicInsightMagazine.com, and I'm Ask Bonnie. So that's one of my newer gifts, and I love it. If you go to the magazine and you want to see your questions in print, go ahead and ask Bonnie, and I will have your answer in the magazine. It's quarterly, and just look for it because it's super cool. Also, I'm on podcast. So everybody, I'm on podcast. You can take all of my shows. I have 350 shows. And if you download podcasts, go to iTunes and download some, it feels like somebody's on the line. Is somebody on the line? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Is somebody on the line? Okay.
Hello?
I think. Hi, Candy?
Hello?
Hello? Candy?
How are you?
I'm really good, but I don't know. I've got you on mute, and I can hear everything you're doing.
How are you?
I know. I'm not sure what happened. I think
here.
I might have found Gary. Can you hold on? Let me see.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bonnie. Gary? Hi, this is Bonnie. Okay, well, I think Blog Talk is a little crazy, so let me try it again. Gary, if you're online, I didn't feel you coming, so I'm really excited if you do. I'm giving a little announcements, and then I'll announce you again. I think my guest might be here. Anyway, to let everybody know, I'm on podcast. Go to iTunes, download Bonnie Albers On Air. You can take me with you anywhere. You can put me in your pocket. Well, you know, you might not want to do that, but you can put me in your pocket and listen to me if you're exercising, walking, and I've got some great shows. You can always download the next episode or one that you haven't heard. And so I'm really excited. It's kind of like having your own radio station. So let me see if I've got my guest here. I would be so excited if I do. Gary? Hello? 447, you're on. Is this Medium Gary? Okay, well, something's gone crazy with either Skype or Blog Talk, because I can see him here, but I cannot get to him. So what I am going to tell everybody, if you just give me a few minutes, and let's see if I can get my guest on. If not, it is going to be me today, because I just can't figure out how to get him on. So let me try again. Hi, Gary. Are you on? Gary? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Well, Gary, are you on? Okay, well, everyone, I'm so sorry. We are going to start the show without him because I cannot get him to talk. I see the number, but I can't get him on. Ah! Anyway, so you know what I do. You know what where I am. I also do readings by Skype, and I am looking for anybody out there that wants to take this fabulous show and put it on mainstream radio. Even though things are moving more towards, this kind of shows, I mean, everybody's on Blog Talk. I still want to take this show and just spread the love all over the world, so which I think I'm doing. But if there's anybody that wants to pick this show up on Sirius Radio or something like it, give me a call. You can go to my webpage and get a hold of me. All right, so I am going to start. You know, usually I talk about metaphysics, but today, because I had a guest, I could talk about anything you want, actually. What I really am excited about is I'm going to go straight to the phone lines and start talking to you. 469, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello. 469. Oh, my goodness gracious. Nobody is being able to hear me. Hello? Can you hear? Hello. Oh, 469, you are on. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, is this Laura?
No, this is LaChandra.
This is who?
LaChandra.
LaChandra. Hi, LaChandra. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I am. Well, I'm a little discombobulated because I was supposed to have a guest. I see him, but I can't get him on. And I would have loved to bring him all to you, but I, you know, can't get him on the phone. So you have me, and I am fabulous. So what can I do for you, LaChandra?
yes, I was calling because I was waiting to hear back from Dr. White in regards to this special education position that I interviewed for.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I spoke with him, and he told me he had sent over his recommendations. So I'm just trying to see how does it look for me. Do you see an offer coming for me for the position?
Okay. What I am hearing as soon as you started speaking, which I love, is that you're well qualified. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel that there were more applicants than just you for this position, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and it is a tough, you know, there were so many applicants for him or her. I think there's a couple people looking over your application. I do feel you will hear from them. I feel you're well qualified, and I'm going to say that you're going to get the position.
Okay.
So I just don't think you're going to hear right away because I feel they have to go through all the applicants, then when they lay them out all on the desk and go onto their computers, I'm sure you will hear from them.
Yeah, he said that it's been like 3 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he said they went through the applications, they sent the recommendations over to who they needed to send the recommendations over to, and now he's just waiting to hear back from, you know, what candidate they chose from, you know,
yeah.
the recommendations that they sent over.
Well, I will tell you there's more than just your application there. So what I do see is them going through it, and I really believe that you're going to get the job. That's what I'm hearing from Spirit.
Okay. So do you know if I'll hear anything before the month is out, or...
I'm seeing the number 5. So how long has it been? 3 weeks? So
mm-hmm.
I think you have another. Yeah, I think that you'll hear of around the 5th week, so which is 2 weeks, which would be the end of October, beginning of November, correct?
Correct.
Yep, that's when you're going to hear.
Okay.
And I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I'm really excited for you. And I feel that you're very, before you get off, I feel that you are a very level-headed individual, they're telling me.
Yes, I try to be, and my biggest, I'm trying to make some things happen, and I do work currently, but it will be at night, so I'm going to try to balance both.
I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. I'm hoping it's not on my end, but I... I hear you're trying to balance a night and day job. Is that what I hear?
Right. Mhm.
Okay, I feel like the one that pays you the most is where you're going to gravitate to. And I feel that you won't have to work both jobs long. I don't know why I'm saying that, but either they're going to pay you enough that you only need to do one of the two jobs, or you're going to quickly move up in whatever you're doing and you won't be able to do one of the jobs. So I'm hearing that you're not going to have both, you're not going to be able to burn your candle at both ends. So it'll be apparent quickly which one you need to go with. And I feel like the one that you choose, the one that pays the more money is what I'm hearing, is the one you will be the happiest with.
Okay. Well, that's a teaching job. So.
Well, good for that. I love to hear that. So call me back and let me know how you're doing. And good luck. And you don't need any luck, actually. You just need to listen to Spirit because they're with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, I love this. Oh, you know what? It has been so long since it's just been me. I got to tell you, everyone, because I've been on vacation, and I am on vacation with my hubby, I didn't know if I was going to keep all the shows on, but I had said that I would honor my guests. And the good news is I am honoring my guests, but on my own guests. So how about that? Okay, and I love it because now that I have Susan on Monday, I don't get a chance to do it all by myself. So 951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, honey, I know you'd have to be hanging if you're calling. So let me hear first where you're from and then tell me what you're up to.
California. I was wondering if you could give a general read of anything.
Okay.
I need to hear.
If I gave you a general reading, you'd be on with me for 45 minutes. When I talk to people, this is what I say, and I want everybody to hear. I work better, and most of my guests do too, with questions because we only have a limited amount of time. Another thing is you won't be happy with when you go to a general reading, you get a general answer. So here's a good example. I asked one of my psychics, who I love. She's so fabulous. She's on Mondays. Her name is Susan Z, Queen Z. I asked her, where did she see my daughter getting a residency? Well, let me tell you, she applied all over. So the answer was this. Well, it's someplace with snow. So I'm looking, thinking, okay, that's a little general because all the places she applied to us know, and she said, ask a general question, you're going to get a general answer. So what I'm going to tell you is ask me a specific question, you'll be happier with the answer. And my girlfriend did that to me on purpose, and yes, she did. My daughter did apply to schools that weren't in the snow. So I'm just telling you this, that we all work better when you give a direct question. And for anybody listening, that's how we work. But, you know, today is unusual because usually I talk metaphysically and I do a whole big thing. And today and the next couple of weeks, we're going to do twin flames and who could be your twin flame and who doesn't have to be your twin flame. But I decided to cut that out today just for talking to all of you. So you're in California. And I got to tell you,
right.
I love California. You're about 3 hours behind us in the East Coast, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your... Go ahead.
I guess I'll ask college related.
Okay. So you want to go to?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You want to go to college? Or are you in college already?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's stopping you? Money?
No. Well, I'm in, but right now I'm filing for a grade change.
Okay.
Basically, the professor, it was a horrible semester last semester, and going through the process of the grade change and all that, she actually called me unstable to my face, and that was uncalled for. Anyway, I'm still going to go through the grade change process. I just wanted to know what you saw.
Well, let me ask a question, because I see it's going to be an uphill battle. What are your other options? because what they're asking me is there's a better option than what you're doing. So what is the option? Is it to take the course over again?
No. I have to go through the grade change. I mean, I didn't get a bad grade, but I deserved an A. I did all the work.
So you want a higher grade than the teacher gave you.
Right, and I did everything. I wrote the article. I was told, so I followed the instructions. She ignored me through the whole semester. She wouldn't answer an email. She wouldn't tell me how many pages I could have. And between her and the group people, the one girl in the group who is obnoxious as well, she told me, they both told me, we don't have enough room for your ingredients, because I was doing the food ingredients with medical benefits.
Yeah.
And they told me straight up I couldn't post all that because they didn't have enough room. So what I did is I cut it down from the very first draft, and it went down, it shrunk down to 1.5 pages, and I sent that, and they posted it, and that's the way it came out. In the end, she had more room, and then she said I didn't put no ethnographics up there. I wrote the paper, all of it, from the beginning to end, and I was only supposed to do the ingredients and the history of the recipe. But
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? I'm hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you get on the grade? Because I don't feel you got much
I did
less.
Okay, but I am not going to accept it, no.
I agree with you. I believe that you should fight for what you think is right. But you do know that teachers usually, if they're going to go up against you, it's going to be tough for the administration unless they fire her to make her change your grade. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Yes, I think you should fight it. Yes, you are absolutely right. And you have proof, I feel, through some of your... Did you do emails with her?
Yes.
Okay, so I know
and
you have proof.
And with the group.
And I understand that. Was it a group effort or your own effort?
It was a group.
Okay, because what I'm hearing is what she's going to say... Is that the group? Did the group get the same grade as you did, or everybody got individual grades?
I think it was supposed to be a group grade, but I'm by intuition they got the A's.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. You need to check. That's what I'm hearing, and why they're telling me to tell you there's an alternate way. If it's a group grade, then all of the people in the group should have gotten the same, and that's the angle you need to go on. Not that you deserve an A. Okay, but that the group you deserve what the group got. Be careful what you say until you really know what that group got, because the other alternative is, well, you worked in a group. This happened to my daughter. She worked in a group. She did A work. She did most of the work, and the group got a C. When she went and said that isn't fair, she had all this, and what the teacher said is, nope, the lesson is how to work in a group, and I'm not giving you anything more. It really didn't turn out to be a C because I don't remember the group. I think fought it and it ended up being an A, but it was a group project. So be careful of what you're really wanting and make sure the group all got the A and you didn't. If that's the case, you have a great fallback. If the group got the same grade you did, I'm going to tell you it'll be a tough unless that group fights it. Also, I feel this way. They're telling me that you're wasting time worrying about this grade because I feel that whatever courses that you're going to take more or whatever thesis you might have to write will be okay. This grade will not hurt you getting into the next section of what you need to do. But while you're fighting it, you need to move on is what I'm hearing from Spirit. Because what you're doing is you're bringing, here's a good example. My daughter always does it, and I always, always mention my family because then it seems like it's happened to other people. But if you are going to constantly loop, and I call loop by not being able to stop thinking about what happened, what you're bringing to you is looping behavior, okay, and you're going to be stagnant. So what Spirit wants you to do is move forward. So while you're fighting what you're fighting, do not be attached to the outcome. Because if you move forward, the next step is going to work out for you. And this is what I'm hearing. That makes sense to you.
Right. I'm just in the present. I can't even think beyond this semester. I doubt if I'm going back or whatever I'm doing. But you're right. I understand all that. That makes total sense.
I am a counselor besides, and I'm going to, I'm an intuitive counselor. And I am going to tell you that if you don't, you're going to look back on this event, and it's going to have thwarted a lot of the things in life that you could have done. And I don't mean that meanly, because we all have choices. You have free will. We all have a life path. But, you know, you don't want to be thrown, you don't want spirit to say 10 years down the line, well, you didn't do what you were supposed to, so we're going to throw it. We had to change your life path, and now this is what it looks like. So be careful of what you don't do is all I'm going to tell you. Okay? I don't bring bad news. I just bring truth. That you
need to be careful of what I don't do?
Yes. Be careful of what you don't do, which means if you don't go back because of this issue and don't move forward because of this issue, you're going to stop the life path that is before you. And I you can change it. We have free will. But I don't know if you really want to do that. Try moving forward and seeing what happens.
Well, I don't know about getting a master's. I'm pretty much thinking about the money part.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that if that's what you had intended to do, and this has stopped you, then you need to move forward. If you never intended to get a master's or you never intended to take this anywhere else, then whatever grade you're going to get in the end is not going to matter when you get a job. So if you are looking for this grade because you want to continue, that's a different story. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just I'm listening to spirit. Be careful what you don't want to do, okay?
All right, but I feel that I had to do this. I had to.
Oh, totally you can fight.
I'm totally
going to
fight it.
They're not telling you not to, but what they're saying is while you're fighting it, you need to move on, meaning the next step is journey.
Right.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I just love talking to people. I know some people, you know, it's not easy. The life journey is not easy all the time. And because we come with a veil right over our eyes, we don't know what our life journey is all the time. We do have free will, though. And sometimes free will, which overrides your life journey, I always say you can go easy or you can go hard. But one way or the other, you're going to get on your life path, whether it's 50 years from now, 20 years from now, a year from now, or you're going to come back and redo it. So I just say, listen to your instincts. Don't listen to your ego. Listen to what spirit wants you to do, what path you know you're guided to, and try to follow that path as best you can. 928, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. It's Sophia.
Hi, Alfina. How are you today?
I'm doing good, but there's confusion.
Okay. Well, you go throw it at me, girlfriend.
Okay. I guess my question is, I'm wondering why the person with the initial O has been, I guess, brought into my life. Is there a lesson to be learned, or what is it that I need to know in regard to him?
Well, what I'm hearing from Spirit is really weird because I feel like he's been brought in your life to show you what you could have. So I feel that means, when I hear that, it means that you really don't want O first. Am I right?
Is that what?
Is there somebody else beside the letter O in your life?
Yes.
Okay. So what O is in there for is, and I'm going to, you know, when Spirit brings it to me, it goes right out the door. So give me a second. They're saying he is there to show you what you could have in your life. So that's your message, not mine. But if I was to interpret it, I would say that you're looking for something else and you're looking past him. And so what I will tell you is turn around and look at him and see what he has to offer you and why you keep wanting to go back to another letter, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sort of, I guess, committed to someone right now. We have history. And my thing is like, why it's, yeah, this person with the letter O, he's very attractive, first of all. There's sexual attraction there.
Well,
but
then if he's there to show you what you don't have or what you could have had or could have, that means that there's something missing in who you're with. It doesn't mean you have to break up with him. It doesn't mean you have to leave him. It doesn't mean you have to like him. But what it means is there's something missing in your relationship with someone else that O is there to show you. Now, that doesn't mean he's there forever, I've got to tell you. But he is there to teach you a lesson and maybe show you one of two lessons that I'm seeing is be happy for what you have, even if it's stable and it's not perfect, because that person really loves you. Or it's showing you, hey, I'm stuck in a relationship that I'm not really fulfilled with. So which one is it? Because they're showing me both.
I guess the first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the person really does love me.
Okay,
so
what he's doing, he's actually showing you, which is what I said, what you don't have. So which is the wild, really sexy, really like, kind of relationship. But really, does that last? And that's what you really need to think about.
Okay.
So I'm not telling you you should stay in the relationship you're in. I'm not telling you to leave or stay. But what I'm telling you is O is there to show you what you don't have. It's exactly what Spirit said. So are you willing to lose what you have for someone like O, and it might not work out, but then knowing that if you do, that you really wanted something more in the animalistic type relationship and try to have it all? Or do you say to yourself, I have someone who loves me. I'm going to see how I can spice up this relationship and make him like O. And that's what you, I can't give you the answer to that. And Spirit won't be able to either unless you talk to Spirit directly. But they're giving you the chance to understand one way or the other what you're going to have to be. Either live with someone who loves you dearly and will take care of you, but you're not quite all that about him, even though you love him. Or do you go with somebody?
It's history there. There's history there. I do love him. I think I still find him very attractive. But, you know, it's like after being with somebody for years, it's kind of, you know, like, I guess in a way you know that person very well and certain things sort of fade away.
Oh, yeah, I see it, but here you've got the choice. Do you ruin your relationship with someone like that, or do you look at the other person and say, hey, I had that. I know what that's about, but I move to the next stage.
Okay.
So he's there to teach you a lesson, honey. It's the lesson that you want to learn. I can't, you know, but either I gave you the two scenarios that Spirit gave me, and each of them are very big life lessons. It's just which one you're up at, which one you choose to learn. Because they will have consequences, both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, we do have free will. We do have a life path. Nobody's in, you know, I always say soulmates come for a week, a day, a year, a minute, a lifetime. You just have to decide what this soulmate's there for. And here's really something interesting, because I didn't really talk about this in the beginning of the show, but we were talking about twin flames, okay? And usually if anybody doesn't know what a twin flame is, I love that, because what I hear is, oh my goodness, this guy or girl, they just complete my sentences. It's like he's me and a boy, or he's me and a girl. They don't know what they're saying, but, you know, so I love soulmates because many come with you. Twin flames are very rare. They don't come with you all the time here, but when they do, it's mind-blowing. But what people don't realize is twin flames don't have to be your opposite sex. Twin flames, one of the girls on my show said her mother was her twin flame. I believe probably daughter's my twin flame. It's somebody who is a piece of you, but it doesn't mean you're romantically involved with them. That's not what I'm seeing here. So I kind of just threw it out, and I don't know why the spirit's saying that. So maybe this guy is a piece of you, and it doesn't mean that you need to be with him in this lifetime. I don't know. That's your message.
The initial O, or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it is, both have lessons. One, you'll be, you know, one could be a devastating lesson, and the other could be, hey, I am so glad I did this. It's just what's on your life path. They're not showing me. They show me a fork in the road. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope I haven't confused you even more, but I know there's a life lesson in there, and Spirit kind of told you which one it is, and that's just what you got to deal with, and you've got to make a decision, because one of them will be taken out pretty quickly, I think. I feel like O won't be around long, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but if you don't do anything or make a move or anything like this, he'll disappear for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
I have to
say
yes. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Call me back and let me know again how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I know. I'm so excited to see everybody in chat and everybody on the line. I'm going to pick up the next caller. It's 505. But I'm blurted it out, and it was about twin flames. But I learned something. And, you know, when I learn something, I want to pass it all on to you. And it's just so amazing to me that Brenda, who's my one of our readers, on tomorrow, in fact, at 1 o'clock, Brenda and Annabelle, they're mother and daughter, we were talking about twin flames and whether we really resonate with that word. I love the word soulmates because we have many that come in with us, from soul friends, soul pets, soulmates, all the way down the line. But twin flames is a tough one for me because it's really supposed to be you in an opposite position, and it never sat well with me. But one thing that Brenda said, and then I'm going to pick 505 up, is her soulmate, her twin flame is her mother, that she's a piece of her. And it made so much sense. Then I realized what twin flames are. They don't always have to be coming here as your opposite sex. They can be coming as you in different lessons of the same type of soul. So I love that. Okay. 505, you are on with Bonnie. If I made any sense. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Tricia.
Hi. Hi, Tricia. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, where are... Tricia, are you doing any art? What, is this Patricia?
Yes.
Oh, my. Did you think you could hide from me? Did you think I wouldn't know who you were? Not that I know you, because I only know you from the radio and from your beautiful picture that you made me one time. And the sweet notes you send me, and I really appreciate that. You love my show, and I hope you still do. But what is going on with you? And I haven't heard from you for a while. What have you been in deep contemplation about, girlfriend?
I don't know. I'm not an artist, so I maybe you're thinking about another Tricia, but I never
saw
that picture.
You have the same voice.
One.
Yeah, you had the same voice. Somebody sent me a picture of a beautiful Cupid. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. If it wasn't you, you have the exact same aura and voice as her.
Oh.
So I am sorry. I'm picking up your aura, and it was just like this girl Patricia's aura. So you must be both very sweet, very empathic. You feel a lot. and very, it's an inward, you know, it's inward. You're very inward. So you think very deeply, and that's the same as her. So, okay, if that didn't sound like you, I picked up the wrong aura, and she might be on the next line, but I think it is you, so.
Okay. Well, my question is, excuse me, I'll be specific. I wanted to find out if you could pick up any new career or work opportunities that will be coming my way that I can jump on.
Okay. First, what Spirit's saying me is, what have you sent? What have you applied for?
You know, I'm just in the initial thinking stage of it now.
Right.
I don't want to make a mistake.
Right. Well, you know what? This is what they're saying and why they brought that question. How do you expect to find a position for me to tell you when you haven't applied for anything? And so I feel like you're at the early stages of any of this. I believe that when you start looking, Tricia, you will find something. But I am going to tell you what they're showing me. I don't know why they're saying this, but don't shoot the messenger. Be careful what you wish for. It might come true.
Yeah.
So if there's a position you really want and you go and apply for it and then it takes all your time, I feel like you're not going to be happy with that either. But I do know you need work or you want work. And what I am going to tell you is, I'm hearing send your resumes out. Now, does that make sense to you? Do you have a resume or are you making one up?
I do have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What they're saying is, what are you waiting for? Send the resumes out. And this is why I'm hearing, be careful what you wish for. It might come true. With that, I'm going to tell you that when you decide what you want, you'll get it. And my point, well, it isn't my point, but the Spirit's point is this, that even jobs that come to you that you don't like, that you accept, are lessons learned for the next position. So when you say you don't want to make a mistake again, I don't feel any learning curves or mistakes, even though they're hard lessons. And I believe that when you have the right fit, with the right vibration, it means the lessons you needed to get there, to have that right fit, were already learned. So, you know, just don't think of it as, oh, I don't want to make a mistake, because there are no mistakes. There's only life lessons.
Well, I have a job now. I have a position.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pay. I'm not getting enough hours, but then it leads into the weekends. I have been getting some of the weekends off because I really need to get out there and mingle, and I'd like to meet somebody. So I don't know if I need to maybe find something else to supplement my income, something a little bit more controllable than this one.
Again, I'm going to tell you, they're bringing me, be careful what you wish for. It might come true, because if you do get something to supplement this, you will even have less time.
Right.
So I know when you told me why they were bringing me that. Be careful what you wish for. It might come true. It might be that you can manage what you're doing with some tweaks, and that might be why they're saying this. Or
Okay. If
you put your resume out, because I felt no jobs. I felt no jobs because I felt no resumes out there, and that's why I said, what have you done to get them? But I feel that there might be a way to really rework where you are with a different attitude and slant at looking at it, and knowing that if you do get something else, or you do put your resumes out there, the next job might even be with less time that you have to get out. But you don't know that. But I don't feel you're that unhappy, which is why I don't get it. So if you're unhappy about the hours, then you've got to start to do something about them. If you're unhappy about the pay, you need to go talk to somebody. I feel like you can rework this position till you can't rework it anymore, and then boom, you're going to send a resume out and you're going to get a job. But I believe that you need to start to look at how to make it better where you are first.
Okay. Well, that's good advice, because I was actually thinking about that too, and that's one of the reasons why I have not sent out any resumes, because something could come that is so tempting, and if I lose this and end up in a worse position, then I would regret it.
Yeah.
So I'm treading very carefully.
Yes, and they're showing me that. That's why I felt nothing in your aura around a new job, and they're saying to you, well, what have you done? So the thing is, I believe you haven't, they're showing me you haven't used or usurped your resources in this job first. Because I think you can, and I feel that you should, start to rework the position you have to what you want, how much you want, and start to manifest that and really work at getting that right and seeing where you feel once you're there.
Okay. And so I use up the resources that I already have, and then once that's extinguished, then it's done.
Then you can look. I mean, the thing is, what I feel and what they're showing me is that when somebody says, be careful what you wish for, it might come true, that usually means that where you're at is better than what you might perceive as coming. So to me, I would absolutely look at the resources that you can use to make this job better for you, whether it's, you know, asking for a raise, whether it's telling them you're not working on weekends, but you'll stay out extra during the week. I feel that you can work this position better when you exhaust those resources, meaning you get to dead ends, nobody's going to do anything for you, nobody's going to say no, they're not going to give you a raise, they're not going to do your hours, they're not going to do it, and you get that frustrated. Then you'll be putting your resume out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I kind of feel you haven't really tapped into the resources where you are. You just decided you were unhappy, but you aren't that unhappy. And so to me, that means try to work what you've got, because that's going to be easier for you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and do that. Do you see them give me a raise?
I feel that you can work this. I feel that you're comfortable there. I can feel it. I don't feel you really want to leave, but I think that you're frustrated because you want more. And I don't feel that anybody knows it there. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I feel like you haven't made it known that strongly what you want and why they should want to give it to you. So yeah, go on and get something, girlfriend. But you know, remember to get the raise that you need to do the job better. And not that you haven't done the job, but look at becoming the best that you can be to make them realize they don't want to get rid of you, and that the raise they're going to give you will save the money in the long run from getting another person in your position that they might not be as good or able to keep.
Right. Okay. I'll consider that. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. I hope you call me back and let me know what goes on.
Yes. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You too. I just love that. I want to kind of iterate that one. I love the saying, be careful what you wish for. It might come true. I hear that sometimes when I feel that, you know, the other saying is grass is always greener on the other side. People think grass is always greener on the other side, and when they get to that side, they realize that, oh, what did they do? So, you know, if you're not unhappy, if there are things that you feel you could work with, try working with it first, because you never know what's coming around the corner. Now, it could be better, but you don't know. So until you really are unhappy somewhere, or you've used your resources up and you cannot, you know, fathom any more that you could stay, that's when you go and you create the next position. So 8484, you are on with Bonnie.
My call.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Where is Sonia from?
Pennsylvania.
I love Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of the year, actually.
Oh,
I feel
that
everything and anything is
gorgeous, possible.
There's something magical about this season, and it doesn't matter what mood I am. this brings out the best in me this season. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely. Have you looked at the trees turning?
Oh, yeah. Every time. Every time I drive. So now what I do, I just go for a walk and I just contemplate it, because it's not the same when you're driving than when you're just looking at it while you're walking.
Oh, you are so right. I'm going to tell you, my friend from Philadelphia, actually she's from Penn Valley, just sent me a picture. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm so jealous. Because I'm in Florida, very few things turn. They're either green or dead.
Well,
so
Florida, I miss the beaches. I envy you for the beaches the nice weather.
No,
I'm a beach girl.
I'm a tree girl. No, I'm not a tree girl. I'm a New York girl.
Let's trade.
6 months? I'll do 6 months up there. You can do 6 months down here.
Okay, sure. You come here in the winter, and I'll go there in the cold season.
You've got it. How can I help you today, Sonia?
I had spoken to you. I was calling about the sale of a real estate, a rental property that I have.
Uh-huh.
I spoken to you a few weeks back. And actually, there has been a turn of events, because you did say something about an investor and something happening, you know. But here's the thing. These people that made me that offer, on this past Sunday, I told my realtor, have you heard from them? Because I said October. I said, listen, why don't you go back at their realtor and tell them I want this X amount. Okay, I'm willing to go down a bit more, but not quite what they want, and this is where I'm at. So she presented the counter offer. And that was at noon on Sunday. And they was like, well, we should hear back by the evening. 9 o'clock came, nothing happened. I texted the next day, I spoke to her. Oh, you heard back from the realtor? Basically, they let us know by Wednesday. You know, whoever parties are investors, they're just, you know, they let us know by Wednesday. And I said, well, that's still not a good sign. They haven't said no. So I'm just wondering, I mean, I have a good feeling about it, but I don't know what you're picking up.
Here's the deal, because I don't remember what Spirit said through me, and I think there was somebody else on my show with me. But
I did that
part I do remember. Me, I don't remember what I said. I do know this scenario, but here's what I'm hearing. They think you're desperate, okay? And I'm
really?
Sorry. Yeah, and I am sorry, but that's what they're saying. But they are considering...
Strange.
Yeah, they are considering your offer, but I feel like they're going to go just a bit lower.
Right, much lower than even what I lowered it, or something that I can work with?
Well, I don't know what much lower would be, but I'm hearing lower. And if you accept, then you sold the house, or you sold it. But if you don't, they're not going to accept your offer as is. They're going to counter offer, which is good.
Oh, I mean, if it's too low, I'm going to go back and say, hey, I want a bit more. You know, that's what I'm not going to just flat out.
What I see is negotiations. So don't say that.
Okay.
Because what I see is you are open, which actually is really good. You actually open the door to negotiations. And that way, they feel good about what they're going to give you, and you feel good that you've compromised maybe a little too much, but that you've sold it. I don't feel that you're going to sell it for exactly what you gave it to them for, but I do feel it's going to be lower. But how much lower, I don't think a whole lot. So I feel like you will
come.
Okay.
Well, I can work with it.
Yes. It's going to open the door to negotiations, and that's why you feel good, because eventually I feel that they are going to buy it.
Okay. Do you see, like, by when the transaction, the closing will be completed? Because we're already now in by the middle of October.
Well, I'm seeing the number 3. So 3 could be 3 weeks, because I think 3 months would be a little too long for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I see if they do accept the offer, that within 3 weeks you'll be good closing.
Oh, okay. So we're looking at maybe the middle of November.
Yes.
Perhaps.
If I see 3,
that's cool.
So it could be 3 weeks or 3 months.
Yeah.
It could be that 3 weeks, you finish your negotiations, and it takes 3 months to go to closing. I don't know, but I'm seeing
right.
the number 3.
I know they want a house because they own the other half that's next to my property. They're renting it out. They're investors. Of course they want it, because it's in great condition. They have all the appliances.
You're going to sell it.
Up to date.
You're going to sell it.
Huh?
It's just a matter of, you're
yeah.
going to sell it. It's just going to be a
awesome.
Matter of what you, yeah. So don't worry. You open
yeah,
the door.
I'm going to have to celebrate, really.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to
Yay.
Move on.
I see the three of cups.
I think I will be very happy.
Yes, I see the three of cups, which are three women holding their cups up and celebrating. So, yes. Whoever you're going to celebrate
okay.
with, there's either two other women or whoever, your friends or somebody, but you're going to be lifting your cups up, maybe two investors and you, to celebrate. Okay?
Okay. Well, I will let you know what happens. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. I am so excited. I am going to go to 415. 415, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kate from California.
Kate from California. Wow. What part of California, Kate? So I could do like, you know, I'm hearing the Beach Boys. The, what did they say about
actually.
Well, wait a minute. I'm hearing the Beach Boys. You got to give me a second. It's the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish I could be California, blah, blah, blah. I'm hearing that. So, okay. What part of you, what are you, from San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, how can I help you today?
I was hoping for a mediumship or any messages from the other side.
Do you have, funny that you said that, do you have a male that's crossed over? It's really weird because I don't want to say a brother because that would be young, but they're showing me father-brother image, so I don't know why. Do you have a male that's crossed over, either a friend, a brother, a father, somebody that has crossed over that's male that was close to you?
If it's younger, it could be a high school friend who died very young. And older, it'd be uncles.
Well, I see two men standing next to me. One is more of a father image. So I don't know if you considered one of your uncles your father or a father figure or somebody that you treated or they treated you like a daughter. And the other one is a younger male. So I know both of them are coming through. And it came up really quick, so I'm hoping it's for you and not a scholar. So I can tell you that, let me take a look and ask the younger one. Would the younger one have crossed over in about eighth grade, about 15? I'm seeing, when I see the image, he looks like he's 15, but he could be 8 or 10. So I'm seeing a young boy.
He was 18.
Okay. So you're talking about a teenager, a late teenager. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting really badly agitated here. So I think either he crossed over. Was it a quick crossing?
Yeah, an accident. Yeah,
oh my gosh. I'm going to hold my head and I'm really getting really flushed and I it's really not good. Okay. Was there anybody else in the car?
Yeah, it was other friends were there, but he's the only one that passed.
Yeah, I feel the other that's what he's showing me. Is it because this is so like cliché. Was he either hanging out the window or didn't have a seatbelt on?
Yeah, it was teenager silly things that went wrong. Yeah.
Was there a football game or something they were coming from? I feel like they were coming from a party or a football game.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, he's saying howdy to you. Why would he say howdy? Okay.
He comes through this year a lot. I'm not sure why now, but it's interesting. A lot. He's come in recently.
He wanted his youth back. He wanted the 20s back. He wanted his 30s. He wanted to see what he'd become. And so he visits a lot here to see where his friends are, how they're doing, And I feel the kids in the car, the kids who are in the car, he comes and visits them a lot.
Uh-huh.
So he just wants you to know that he's in spirit, that
uh-huh.
he really was not supposed to survive, that he chose
uh-huh.
to leave. And it's lessons that somebody in that car needed to learn. So what I'm going to tell you is, oh, and I am off the air. So I'm going to give this to you real quick. What he's saying is that he came in with someone to show them a lesson that they are going to take through life, and it is going to save them. So do you understand what that means?
I don't know the other people in the car.
Yeah, there was one, I'm assuming they were drinking or smoking
uh-huh.
or the other, and I feel that somebody in that car, he was there he came down. Yeah, he came down knowing that he would not last forever, but what the contract was for him, and he's here, is this, that if this person could not manage his addiction on his own, that he would come in with him and boom, he'd have to go. And it would do a wake-up call for someone in that car, and they
uh-huh.
would survive. So he knew this was going to happen. He doesn't like that nobody else does, because you don't know until you get back to spirit. He's sad that he
right.
lost his friends, but he's with them. And he wants all of you to know that he knew he was not going to survive. He wasn't meant to. And that he's really there. He's actually one of their guardian angels. And not an angel, but he helps them. So
yeah.
So he comes to let all of you know he's fine. He has a job and a mission, and he's very happy to have it. And he can't wait till you all come home so you can all party up there, is what he's telling me. So I do have to get off the air.
Okay.
I'm over time. But you
all
never
right.
know
thank you
through.
For taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. Hey,
bye
everyone.
Bye.
I just wanted to say thank you for being with me. I'll be on the air at 1 o'clock tomorrow with Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. We are bringing the girls' metaphysical view. Call in because we have magic to give you. And then 2 to 3 is Dr. Ron Cole with astrology. So I will see you then. Bye-bye.